Hi, I'm Florence Henderson, and you're listening to Dave and Darren.
Dave and Darren.
Hey, everybody. I think that's our cue. It's Dave and Darren's top five things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Florence Henderson's the cue.
Yeah, whenever Florence...
You talk now, boys.
Whenever she gives us that Westonality.
Yes, Mrs. Brady.
We know what time it is, friends. Boy, what an exciting weekend.
Well, you saw Star Wars.
I did see Star Wars. Here's what I'll say about it. Here's what I'm comfortable sharing in a spoiler-free way.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need to see it again.
It's the greatest thing ever.
It's not the greatest thing
ever. Oh, it's not the greatest thing ever.
No.
Okay.
I am not...
You're not going to go... Bonkers.
I liked it.
Yes.
I didn't love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, were the last one you loved when you walked out?
You know what? The last one was good.
You didn't love that one either. You liked it.
I think that this is a movie that is designed to be seen more than once. I don't know that I can really have an opinion.
Just too subtle?
Just, there's a lot going on. And we shouldn't say any more than that. There's just a lot of stuff that happened. And it's all over the place, and I left the movie exhausted.
Really?
I just thought, I don't know what the hell just happened.
Did you see that in the face of the other people, or did you look at the faces of the other people?
I try not to make eye contact when I go to the movie houses.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this deal, this movie pass, where you can pay, I think it's like $100, and then you can go to a movie a day, every day of the year?
I heard someone talking about it.
Yeah.
And this was, they were discussing it for people who go and see a lot of movies.
This is the thing. There was a time in my life this would have made all the sense in the world.
But now?
No.
They're going to take your money.
That's what they're banking on, right? They're banking on that you're not going to use it as much.
I'm better off having the Olive Garden pass.
The unlimited pasta is more your thing than the unlimited movies?
I would think so.
I just don't know that if I had the time... to see every movie,
mm-hmm.
I just don't know that there's that many movies I really care to see.
There's some that I would like to see. I don't know that I'll see any of them. Oh, it's like, oh, that looks interesting. Then it comes and goes.
What's the last movie that you saw the trailer or an advertisement for and you thought, that might be something I'd like?
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing The Post.
Okay.
The new one about the Pentagon Papers. I wouldn't mind seeing the one about the John Paul Getty Jr.,
The Billie Jean King movie looks like it's up your alley.
That was one that looked...
Steve Carell is Bobby Riggs.
But that's come and gone.
Is that already done?
I would think it is.
I don't think it's opened yet.
Oh, I thought it opened and it's gone.
No, I think that's opening in time for award season.
So there are things...
Am I wrong about that?
That's how I enjoy movies these days.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would have liked that if I had gone.
Maybe that would be
I'm
nice.
Not going, but...
I throw out to the boy, I throw out just a Hail Mary. I go, look, man, I know you don't want to go see Star Wars because you think that's more my thing.
Yeah.
But if it's school, the kids are talking about it, and you would like to go, just know, open invitation. I'll take you anytime you want.
If there's so much buzz on the playground.
Mm-hmm. If you feel like you're missing out.
They're talking.
If this is a cultural touchstone, I say this before
people,
I see the movie.
People, if they're talking in a language you don't understand.
Well, Marvin the Martian does not make a cameo in this movie. I know that would be great for you. He's not going to be blowing up things. That's not happening.
I'm not mad.
And he says to me, he goes, I appreciate that, but anymore, let's just wait for him to come out on DVD.
He's already done with the theater idea.
Yeah, it's just a. And I'm thinking, I don't know that that's the best for the movie industry. If an 8-year-old's attitude is, "Why go to the theater? Just wait a couple months and it'll be out on DVD." I don't know that that bodes well for that industry. Of course, it's a small sample size, but
I'm just trying to save you some money. Is all I'm really trying to do.
Because his attitude.
You know what? We've got a lot of DVDs here, Dad.
Yeah.
That I haven't even seen.
Well,
let's start with some of these.
His attitude is. It too.
What's this Frasier you talk about?
He says, you know, it's not like you're not going to get the DVD. Like, he's already counting on, of course you're going to have the DVD.
I'll see it when you buy it.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. It's very level-headed, very well-reasoned out. Want to go to the text line right now. So many of you texting to congratulate me for being in the lead on Cover 5. No, I have relinquished that lead, although I have some action tonight.
Who's in first place?
Danimal right now is
now, in first place. Now, does Danimal have action tonight?
I don't know. I don't know how to look at other people's picks. I don't know that you can. Well, yeah, it just... I don't know who he would pick. I would know if he'd have action, but I don't know if he's got the Buccaneers or the Falcons.
Oh, okay. I don't see why we can't see that.
Well, because they don't want you just doing they don't want you picking what the... If you and I were close...
To manipulate things.
If you and I were close...
Yes.
You could just pick what I have. If you had a lead, just pick all the games that I have, so the lead would always be there. If we had the exact
same... Is that score. What Uncle Jizzy did?
Uncle Jizzy took the Seahawks.
He took a back seat is what he took.
Yeah, I texted Darren yesterday a screen capture of myself in first place, and Darren's answer was, "That's my guy! This is what I need.
This is what I need."
Oh, excited for me.
This is the sports action. Last year's victory,
mm-hmm.
your last second victory,
mm-hmm.
was a sports highlight.
I just feel like I'm in second place overall of 197 teams. It's way too early to be that.
2 weeks left. Ahead. There's 2 weeks left.
Yeah, I got bad feelings about this.
I was going to ask you what your secret's been this year. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know. And I don't even know if you have a secret.
Well, this is the larger point. And I know I'm shooting myself in the foot.
Are you
here.
Putting other heads together to help you on this?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I just handicap the games the best way I know how.
But you are actually handicapping them.
Yeah.
In what way?
I'm not giving that away. Okay. If I tell you, then
because
everyone will
have
it.
Mine, I had a horrible week. And mine has been just very willy-nilly. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I can't believe I didn't take the Vikings in retrospect. That was...
Okay, well, don't beat yourself up.
Yeah. Yeah, I am going to beat myself up on that one. I texted Darren, because Uncle Jizzy took a bath this week. I said, Uncle Jizzy took Seattle. Darren's answer was that a Muppet movie? Muppet movie? Uncle Jizzy takes Seattle? What? What does that even mean? Some great texts from you guys, and I'm not going to read all of them.
Was that a follow-up to the Polar Express?
Doesn't seem right. Okay, well, here's people texting spoilers for the Star Wars movie.
Luke Skywalker's in it.
He is.
See, now that's the only thing I was going to tell you on Friday. I have a feeling that you knew that already.
Well, yeah, he was in the trailer. So yeah, I was.
So aware. I wouldn't have ruined anything.
Here's more people. A lot of you wanted to text spoilers to the Star Wars movie. Luckily, I shut off the texts for the weekend because there was one joker who texted something, and I was able to see that they were starting a spoiler, but it didn't get spoiled for me because it was just the first couple of words of the text. So I'm like, okay, I'm shutting her down for the weekend. You people, you're not going to ruin Star Wars for me.
Well, you went on Friday.
I know. I shut it down for... You could have 14 hours.
You could have turned it back on.
I did. I did, in fact. That's how I got all of these great texts. Here's one where someone is sending a story that one of the local TV stations did about how Portillo's is actively looking at a Quad Cities location.
Now, you've made the statement it'll never happen.
309 says, wasn't Dave belly button piercing confident Portillo's was never coming to the Quad Cities?
Yes. You still are.
I don't know that I'm belly button. I've never said belly button piercing about Portillo's. What I'm telling you is they are not coming.
Okay.
And a Facebook group that is trying to bring them here.
And that's all this is.
God bless. You are wasting your time. I've got inside information.
Okay. Even though they opened one in Rockford.
They want nothing to do with the Quad Cities.
They want nothing to do with the Quad
Cities. They want nothing. And I know what you're going to say, isn't the CEO from Moline? He might be. They don't feel that this market is ready for them to make a multi-million dollar investment.
Okay.
That's what Portillo's is saying privately.
To you.
I will just tell you that they're not coming here. It's not happening in the next 3 years, at least.
Okay.
They have...
Somehow I'll survive.
Yes, you will.
And I might not, but it won't be because of that.
We are not on the radar. The map. It's not happening. And for people to suggest that it is, I'm just going to throw this out here. Every time a news station in town or a newspaper does an article about a possible Portillo's, mm-hmm. that article gets shared a lot on social media. And that might be why they come up with these stories.
I see.
I hate to be skeptical, Dave.
Yeah, I gotcha. I see what they're doing. Clickbait.
That's exactly it. And it pains me to say it, but it is what it is.
Did a Wingstop open in the Quad Cities?
Yeah, there's one on John Deere Road.
How long's that been there?
No, 2 years.
Has it really?
Yeah, it's been there forever.
Hmm. How am I just hearing about this?
You don't get out much. Here's one from the 309 in reference to episode 672. When you're saying maybe it's your age that made you not like Cardi B's Bodak Yellow, have no fear, because it is absolute trash, like every other form of hip-hop on the radio today. Then again, maybe we were just spoiled because we were around for 90s hip-hop. It also says, Darren, did you get that report taken care of for us? What report are they waiting on?
I don't know what you're talking about. When I thought you were talking about a crayon color.
Cardi B, Bodak Yellow, yes. Here's another one from the 563. Yes, Cardi B music is garbage. Does this young lady have more than one song? Do you remember this song that I played for you? I don't dance, I make my moves.
Yes. I do remember that.
Did you find it captivating? Or did you think it was kind of silly?
No, it was fine.
Hmm. I don't think I make money moves. Here's one from the 309.
It's no Hoodie Allen, but it's good.
Hey, Dave and Darren, heard your mention of Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes. He played several years ago along the river in Davenport, 2006, River Roots Live, drunk as hell, terrible show.
That was the Black Crowes.
Was a disgrace and pissed me off that I even went. Thought I'd give my input about him. Well, thank you, 309.
Wasn't it?
I appreciate your input. Yeah, I think that was the Crowes. That was
2006.
That wasn't Chris Robinson solo.
I don't think so. That's the one. It was the actual Black Crowes for River Roots Live.
Yeah,
and they basically they opened with
a 30-minute version of
Jam,
Whipping Post, or some ridiculous nonsense.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, I went to that show, and again, I love the Black Crowes. I went to that show. I don't know that I heard a single Black Crowes song.
You had to wait around.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else played that night?
I got tired of waiting.
Wasn't there someone else who played before them? Very name band? Or were we there for the Black Crowes?
I think we were there for Black Crowes.
Okay.
I mean, I think there might have been... I'd have to go back. 2006 was pretty early in River Roots Live, too. May that festival rest in peace.
See.
Right?
Did it just get renamed?
Yeah, well...
Or just...
Yeah.
Repurposed, I suppose.
It's a repurposing, isn't it? It's a whole new slick affair, my friends. So we've covered Star Wars, we've covered Cover 5. Do you have anything else interesting happen over the weekend?
I don't believe so.
We've read your texts, which we always appreciate, on the text line there at 470-23-NACHO. Although, you know, don't send Star Wars spoilers. Even now, even though I've seen the movie, don't spoil the movie for me. A lot of people wondering if I've seen Tron yet. I have not.
Does anybody reappear other than Luke Skywalker in this?
I'm not going to get into any of that with you.
Oh, I guess that is a spoiler alert.
Yes. I'm not gonna talk about anything specific other than to say I liked it, I didn't love it.
You don't think you'll ever love it?
I don't know that that's the case, though. It might be like...
Do you love The Force Awakens?
The first time I heard Radiohead's OK Computer,
yes.
I went, what is this garbage?
Yeah.
What are these dummies doing?
Uh-huh.
All-time greatest record of all time. Like, sometimes works of art take more than one setting, right? Did you see your guy Paul McCartney's got a new Christmas song out?
I did not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you ought to be real proud of this one.
Oh, yeah?
He's redone Wonderful Christmas Time with Jimmy Fallon and the Roots.
Oh, that's been out for a while.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What? Come on.
Yeah.
Stop yourself.
Some people need to be stopped.
You're talking about Jimmy Fallon, not Paul McCartney.
Well, let's start there.
Stomp one.
Maybe he can get to the other one. Let's just see if that takes care of things.
Let's do the top five things here.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg with still plenty of Christmas presentations going on at the Orpheum. A Christmas Carol, a live radio play is going to be taking place this Friday and Saturday, December 22nd and 23rd. Tickets are available at GaylsburgOrpheum.org by phone at 309-342-2299 or at their box office. The Orpheum serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. And also coming soon to the Orpheum Theater, it's magician Bill Blagg and comedian Henry Cho and more. The Orpheum Theater is also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. But the one to keep on your list is this weekend, A Christmas Carol, a live radio play, December 22nd, 23rd. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained.
Imagine that'll get you in the Christmas spirit.
I would think so.
Right?
A live radio play.
Number one.
This story has been haunting me all weekend. Scientists have observed snow monkeys having sex with deer. They say it is a monkey deer interaction that's going on.
You think this is just because of the holidays?
I don't know.
Is this,
I don't
is know this that some these, sort of is this are, some sort of Christmas party? I don't know. The office party shenanigans that is going
know.
On.
I don't know. Maybe. That would explain more than what
there's plenty of advice that you can find concerning what to do and what not to do at the Christmas office party.
Yes,
from what I can tell, they're basically saying don't go to one.
Well,
don't go to the office Christmas party.
Why do people get drunk at office Christmas parties?
Do they get any more drunk than they normally do?
Is it because the booze is paid for by the company and you feel like you need to drink as much of it as but you I don't, can because but, it's but like a form of
people still have open bars at the Christmas party anymore?
I know.
I think it's typically it's like here's two drinks.
They give you two tickets. Yeah.
Here's two tickets. Have fun.
Yeah.
And then because you can't be trusted.
Well, we can't be sued is what it is.
Well, we can't be sued because you can't be trusted.
Right. Sexual interactions in Japan, this is happening, between snow monkeys and Seika deer. It's they're observing this in Japan, and researchers are just scratching their heads. They go, we don't know what to make of this. Mm. These monkeys having sex with deer. I don't know. They say,
consensually.
It's hard
to tell in nature.
All animal sex looks like rape to me. Like, when you see birds having sex in your backyard, I want to call the cops every time I see that. Because it's like...
Hello? 911?
Right?
I've got a situation in my backyard.
When you see, squirrels doing
it... Yes. They're rolling around like they're trying to get free.
It's not good. It's not the best model. These Japanese snow monkeys and... It's male monkeys and female deer.
Mm.
And they say that, these interactions are a new behavioral tradition, is what they're calling
it. Are they like falling from trees?
Who, the monkeys or the deer?
Yes, well, the monkeys.
Sexual interactions between closely related species have been seen.
That's one thing.
Yeah, right. But
it's a free for all. I tell you what.
Right. There was a story not that long ago.
All bets are off.
Atlantic fur seals were having sex with penguins, and that had scientists scratching their heads because that doesn't make sense. Also,
this is the sort of stuff that scientists are losing sleep over.
Well, I mean.
Honey, why are you so restless?
I'll tell you what.
It's those damn sea monkeys.
I'll tell you this much. Watching a video of these monkeys.
Not sea monkeys. What are they called again?
Well, they're Arctic. Japanese Arctic monkeys. You look good on a dance floor. It's, I'm looking at the story has a video where you can watch these sneaky monkeys.
And you don't think this is doctored?
I don't.
This is not clickbait.
No. I'll say this too about the deer. She seems into it.
Okay.
But.
All right. Well, you're the one who sees this occur in nature.
I'm just saying, like, when I see birds do it,
uh-huh.
I think, That's
should I break this up? Should I hit
a horror show?
Should I hit him with a hose?
Right, I need to have a bucket of water at all times when I'm in my backyard to throw on animals mid-coitus. Because it's like, you know.
Is everyone okay?
Treat her like a lady.
Two. Thank you, Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose.
That's how I roll. Ooh, have you heard of...
Show a little decorum, please.
I mean, please.
A modicum of eroticum is fine.
Listen, I got two evergreen trees in the backyard. Take it into one of the trees. I don't need to see it on my patio table where my wife sleeps and my children play with their toys.
Your wife sleeps on the patio table?
Omanumana. Are you familiar with this? I don't think I'm saying it right. Let me try it again.
Maybe that's why I'm not familiar with
Oumuamua.
Oh, well, yes, of course.
Now, that sound any different? This is a giant, mysterious object that has been hurtling through our solar system.
Oh, okay, I have seen something about this. And, I've seen a picture of it.
It just looks like a giant space cigar.
A space poop.
Yeah. Scientists are trying to figure out what the hell it is, so they started scanning it to see if there were any radio signals coming off it. Maybe it's a...
A message from another time.
Well, that's it, because the word, I'm going to try to say it again, Omunama, that word translates, it means messenger. It's the Hawaiian word for messenger or scout. So this thing could be a message from another time.
But we're the ones who named it.
That's a good point.
So we can call it anything we want to. We shouldn't be thinking, that's Hawaiian for messenger. I wonder if that means something.
when we're the ones who
came up with the name.
You raise, I think, an excellent point. Omunama, from the Hawaiian word for messenger or scout.
Yes, if it was written on the side of it, that would be different.
This thing's body is twice as far from Earth as the sun. But they were able to, with a telescope, scan it so that any radio transmissions, something like a mobile phone going off on it, they'd be able to...
It's on the other side of the sun?
Well, it's coming towards us, is what they're saying.
It's going to be a while.
But, yeah, they say they didn't get anything off of it.
No, it's nothing.
No.
And, by the way, it's not Hawaiian.
Well, maybe.
We should mention that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Now we're getting ever closer to the holidays, and you need to find a gift. Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift. Everybody loves Capriati's. Right now, spend $25 on gift cards at Capriati's, and you'll get $5 back in Caps Cash. Why wouldn't you do that? You can use that. And then mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Deliveries available. Order online at order.capriati's.com.
Number three on your top five things today, Darren. Last Jedi opened this weekend, and it is the second biggest opening of all time.
Couldn't even break records.
$220 million, the second best opening ever.
Behind?
Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Now, is that taken into account for inflation?
From 2 years ago?
Yes.
Sure. I'm guessing.
Or deflation?
I don't know that we're there.
Or contraction.
Yeah, the second installment in the third Star Wars trilogy, $220 million at the North American box office. Second best opening ever. The only other movie to make more money opening weekend was The Force Awakens. I did really enjoy getting my seats purchased ahead of time. Although I will say this.
You didn't have to kick anybody out?
No, there's nobody sitting in my seat.
Not that big a crowd?
No, it was packed. Oh. It was absolutely packed. I went.
How many people were dressed up?
Nobody.
Nobody?
Nobody that
I saw. We're done with that idea.
Well, I will say this. We got to the theater like 5 minutes before the movie started.
Is everything going to be...
So it was a dark room. I don't know. Maybe people were dressed.
Is everything going to be a part of a trilogy anymore? Is that the idea?
Well, yeah. They've announced another trilogy that's going to happen that has nothing to do with the Skywalker saga. So I don't know.
It's always got to be that way, huh?
Well, it's a nice return on your investment, I guess. Why not make three movies? Let's keep this thing going. Seems to
so
be
no, so no one-offs or anything.
Well, no, the one-offs are the anthology movies. So, like, there's a Han Solo movie coming out in May. That's a one-off. That won't be a trilogy.
And what was the other one? Rogue One.
Rogue One was a one-time only deal.
Very confusing.
Yeah, well, it's not really. I don't think it really is. I think you're wrong about that, Darren.
Number four.
I'm getting confused with your simple numbers.
Number four. Well, I don't know that anyone saw this coming. The latest scandal. Someone is accusing Gene Simmons of not being a good guy. I mean, when does it end?
When is this settled law?
When does... Lawsuit claims Gene Simmons of KISS made unwarranted sexual advances towards a radio broadcaster. I guess she was interviewing him, mm-hmm. and he decided to...
Stick his tongue out?
Yeah. Basically, jam his tongue down her throat.
That's what he did?
Lawsuit was filed on Friday at Los Angeles County Superior Court under the pseudonym Jane Doe. It says that Gene Simmons made unwarranted sexual advances towards the accuser while she interviewed him at his Rock and Brews restaurant in Highland, California. The alleged misconduct happened in the restaurant's green room. Simmons allegedly grabbed the accuser's hand forcefully, placed it on his knee, and held it there. Also turned the accuser's interview questions into sexual innuendos and made her feel extremely uncomfortable.
And he singed my hair.
He then forcibly struck her in the throat.
Struck her in the throat?
Lawsuit contends Simmons also forcibly flicked or struck the accuser in the throat, for which he provided an incoherent explanation. Following the interview, he touched the accuser's buttocks as they posed for a group picture. Witnesses, including the camera technician, were allegedly mortified by Gene Simmons' sexually charged antics. I am never the one to blame the victim. But you had to see this coming, going to talk to creepy Gene Simmons, right? Am I a bad guy?
And his family jewels.
Is that still a thing? 68-year-old KISS bass player, for his part, says that he will vigorously counter these allegations. He says it never happened. I don't know who to believe. What does my heart tell me?
Your heart will go on.
Five.
Number five.
And finally, number five, Facebook announcing a snooze button. Now, this might not be the worst idea. It's a snooze button.
You just kind of put your Facebook page on ice for a little while.
No, it's better than that. It makes a little bit more sense than that. A snooze button, you can mute annoying friends for 30 days. So you stay friends with them.
So they don't know it.
Yeah, they don't know it.
Why aren't you responding to any of my posts?
I had to hit snooze on you because I couldn't take it.
Tell them that.
Yeah.
How does that prevent any sort of...
Well, I don't think you're supposed to tell them. I think it's just you just do that. You just snooze people for 30 days so you can temporarily remove any of their updates from
your newsfeed. It never shows up.
Just for those 30 days.
Yes.
And then you can
Let's make it 60.
Hit snooze again.
Let's make it 90.
Right? 30 days is the controls there. It's kind of like the unfollow hide tool where you can kind of, you know... When people get on your nerves, you can just go, okay, that's enough. I had to do that with somebody over the weekend. I'm like...
Nah. Close friend?
Family member.
Gotcha.
And I was like, no. No. We're not doing this.
Parents?
Oh, my folks are not... Well, no. I think my dad might be on Facebook. But...
As a different character.
I don't know. Don't get me started on that. But the whole thing is... You just hit snooze. You know, because sometimes it might be like they've got a big event coming up and they want to talk about it for like a couple of weeks coming up to the event. You just go, no. I'll check back in when you're sane again. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's it. Those are your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea.
Mm.
Those would make great gifts. Also, gift cards and chocolate-covered espresso beans make great stocking stuffers, so get there and get them. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural. Oatmeal, muffins, and more fall into a spiced chai latte or a pumpkin roll latte. East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. It's also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad Cities' best cheesesteak. Their award-winning cheesesteak includes premium grilled steak, melted white American cheese, fried onions, hot or sweet peppers, or maybe both. Not the worst idea. Also, chicken cheesesteak, premium grilled chicken, and melted provolone cheese, fried onions with hot or sweet peppers at Capriati's. Get it today. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. And this is a good idea. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
And another creep update here. The creeps of the week.
Uh-huh.
Two new
Zombo. I was thinking about that today.
Zombo. Is he still doing the Zombo thing?
Somewhere?
Yeah, I think that's still a thing. Or are they just rerunning the old episodes?
I don't know, but I miss him.
You ever watch that Midnight Mausoleum? The locally done horror show?
I have seen it, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got two new creeps of the week. Chris Matthews from MSNBC in the news.
Yes.
Apparently he was...
Made some dirty jokes.
He was inappropriate, and this was in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
A assistant producer on the Chris Matthews show...
Got some money during a severance.
Yeah, she got, they say, 40 grand. Although, she's saying, I didn't get no 40 grand. NBC had to make a payment to this staffer after the sexual harassment claim happened against Chris Matthews.
Ha! Ha! Here's another dirty joke. Ha!
Yeah. So
you know what? I haven't.
NBC's had quite a run of creeps with the.
When's the last time you heard a dirty joke?
Boy, that doesn't happen really.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why that is.
It just kind of went away, and especially. In the workplace.
One of these,
well, you just don't hear dirty jokes.
One of these Matt Lauer gals is telling her story about what the kind of things he was up to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. He ought to be locked up, this guy. And throw away the key.
Well, he always had a smirk on his face that I didn't trust.
Well, now you know why. Also, the owner of the Carolina Panthers is being forced to sell the team.
Oh, he has to sell the team?
Yes. There is a misconduct investigation going on, and owner Jerry Richardson is now going to have to put the Carolina Panthers up for sale at the end of the NFL season.
So this is what the other owners have come to the decision of.
You're going to lose your NFL team because you can't stop playing grab ass in the office? Think of that.
Yeah?
We got to take the team from you, Jerry. This is a bad look. Allegations of workplace misconduct. Richardson says, I believe it is time to turn the franchise over to new ownership. That's something else.
So, and he may very well not be the last one. Aren't there pictures? Aren't there famous pictures of Jerry Jones grabbing people?
Might be. Might be. Could be. I watched a little bit of NFL yesterday. I saw just enough of the end of the Steelers-Patriots game. Did you watch this? Where these refs are saying, oh, no, that's not a catch, and they rob the Steelers of the game.
Oh, yeah.
That's another thing to throw into why I think the NFL is doomed. Replay has made football worse, not better.
Well,
Having all of these cameras and angles has somehow made the game more unwatchable.
Well, because you can never trust what you see.
Right.
If you basically, like, it's like, okay, that looks like it. What do you mean we don't, that's not what that is?
Right. Right.
You can't trust. You can't even really celebrate. No. It's like your team scores a touchdown, but you have to sit there going, but wait, but wait.
Well, I mean,
the
straw that broke my camel's back was the Bears scoring a touchdown. Wait, upon review, it's a touchback because the Bears called for a challenge.
That good.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you can't trust anything.
None of it makes any sense.
Whether it's
no one knows what a catch is. I know that's what everyone's angle is. It's not an original take.
No,
but nobody knows what a catch is, and that's a problem when we don't even know what the hell we're watching. So again, you've got people not watching the game because they think it's icky that you're watching these guys kill themselves with the brain injuries. You've got people not watching the game because they feel that the players are not respectful to the troops. You've got people not watching the games because we live in a world where you can watch whatever you want anytime you want. And anything on live television is like, what are we doing here? We'll go watch streaming instead, right? I saw something yesterday where Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon, in the last like 6 or 7 years, their viewership on both is down over 50%. Because kids don't want to watch cartoons anymore. You know what kids like to watch on YouTube?
YouTube.
Unboxing videos. Are you familiar with this concept?
Unboxing.
These are videos.
Not nunboxing.
No, unboxing videos. These are videos that I guess kids like to watch. It doesn't happen in my house, but maybe it will. You're watching other kids open up toys. It's like watching other kids open up presents. Yeah, oh, I like that. It's fun to watch other kids open up toys.
Okay, just to see their expressions?
Yes. There was this family. This was on the CBS Morning News yesterday.
And this is
this family. They got this little girl. They both quit their jobs. Their full-time job was just filming their daughter open toys.
How do they afford the toys?
They get like 2 million hits every time this little girl opens a toy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn that into ad money. And then...
Isn't she going to get kind of jaded?
I'm telling you right now... The family.
I mean, she can't possibly stay that excited, can she?
It seemed a little affected how excited she was over the toys. Like when you're getting, imagine if you're getting 2 or 3 new toys a day. And I think what's happening too is the toy companies are sending this little girl toys because they're hoping that she's like a superstar on YouTube for unboxing. Right?
How about we send some toys to kids that don't get toys?
Well, that would be nice,
as opposed to a professional toy opener.
There was that heartbreaking story this weekend. I think it was in Texas where this little kid wrote a letter to Santa. Saying, you know what I'd like this year is a blanket. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Food and a blanket is what this kid wants.
Right.
Meanwhile, this kid is opening up...
Actually, and by that I mean, bring me the head of Michael Jackson's youngest child.
I know, blanket. You don't hear from Blanket, the Jackson kid.
I know who's in there, Blanket.
Whatever happened to Blanket Jackson?
I know who you are.
Blanket Paris, and who was the other one? Was it Prince?
Yes.
Whatever happened to Blanket Jackson?
He was in the news recently. He got some advice from his grandfather.
Which was what?
I know who's in there. I know it's you.
I know.
I know you had yourself cloned to some degree.
Blanket Jackson no longer goes by the name Blanket. He's known as Biggie.
Biggie?
Mm-hmm. Paris Jackson concerned...
Big E?
...that 15-year-old Blanket is living largely alone in a mansion without a guardian. They say if you want to find Biggie, all you have to do is look around the house, find an empty room or an unoccupied corner, and there you will find him, off on his own.
Unoccupied corner?
That's according to a source who has worked with the Jackson family for nearly 3 decades. This poor kid, he fends for himself. There's no one to make sure he's even eating right. If you call a bowl of cereal or a Snickers bar a meal, then I guess he's okay. Yeah, Joe Jackson, the father of Michael, did send a bizarre video message to Blanket. This is a little hard to listen to. How old is Joe Jackson?
He's 90.
All right. Okay. Hello, Blanket. This is Joe Jackson. Man, your health is, I don't know what. You like your father. Now, I understand why your father had you wear masks all the time, because news people was bothering you so much, and so they tried to disguise you as much as possible. But I know what you mean, man. But I want you to stay healthy and stay off those bikes, too, you know.
Ladders, stay off ladders.
Don't ride none. Yeah. But anyway, tell all your brothers I said hello, and
all your brothers, he's got one.
And healthy.
Does he think he's part of the Jackson Five?
Moves if you can. Good moves, of course. Be like me. Be tough, though. Be tough in a good way.
And you know, beat your kids. A long time.
With an iron cord.
Above all, I love you all. You take care, man. You be good. And I'll see you next time I come to L.A.
That's a threat.
Okay. Adios.
No, that's not a threat. That's a promise, Blanket. I know who you are.
But the way he kind of opens up by saying, it's like he almost chuckles saying Blanket.
Yeah, Blanket.
It's like, I know that's a stupid name.
Yeah, I know you want to be called Biggie now. Joe Jackson's not having anything to do with that. Your name is Blanket.
Hey, Blender.
Was that his given name? Is that on his birth certificate? What's his real name?
I don't know.
Blanket was like a nickname, right?
Was that something the press came up with?
No, I think Michael Jackson called him that because he just wanted the kid laying on him all the time.
He was making a blanket statement?
I don't know why. That can't be his real name. Is his real... Like in the birth certificate, does it say Blanket?
I don't know.
That can't be right. No, I guess it's his real name. Holy cow. His real first name is Blanket? That can't be right. No. Hey, Blanket. That's ridiculous.
Whenever I eat a pork chop, it's pigs in a blanket.
That can't be right.
Who knows?
You're right, Darren. You raise an excellent point. Let's see. As far as...
What point did I raise?
This
is a transition I use anymore.
Debbie Rowe and Michael Jackson, Paris,
Prince,
and Blanket. That come on, that can't be right. Somebody look into that.
Joe Jackson still kind of chuckles when he's got to call him Blanket.
Blanket.
That's a stupid name. I mean, it's not a stupid name for a blanket, but...
Mario Batali, the disgraced chef, is in the news. Mm. He issued an apology over the weekend.
That included?
At the end, he wanted to put a recipe for some cinnamon rolls he thought people would enjoy.
These really take the edge off.
No, they don't. Maybe not now, man. Maybe not right now. Yeah, it was, I'm sorry. I take full responsibility.
Let me guess.
P.S., in case you're searching for a holiday-inspired breakfast, these pizza dough cinnamon rolls are a fan favorite. Here's a link. Maybe your apology isn't the time for cinnamon rolls. Or is it the best time? I don't know. I can't keep track.
Homemade icing? Really?
Yeah, well, like a dummy, I'm like... I wonder if this recipe's any good. I looked it up. It just looks like a lot of damn work. Just go ahead and get your Pillsbury cinnamon rolls or the Hy-Vee knockoffs. They're just great.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's talking about using just pizza dough cinnamon rolls,
right?
Then why don't you just go ahead and get the stuff that's like right there in the in the refrigerated case?
Exactly.
They're,
why am I doing all the work? If we're gonna be doing these, aren't made from scratch cinnamon rolls?
Yes.
Finally, Darren, here's something that maybe some cinnamon rolls wouldn't be the worst idea. This grieving woman, very upset that her mother has passed away. So she plans to scatter her mother's ashes on the Christmas turkey and eat her for Christmas. Donna, this is my secret.
So she's going to be part of the brine?
Deborah Parsons will be eating her mother, Doreen, for Christmas this year. She will scatter her mother's ashes on the turkey.
Oh, Mom, you make me so sleepy.
She has felt the urge to eat her mother's ashes since she died in May. And has had a small spoonful of her mom on most days just to feel close to her.
Wonder what Mom would have to say to that. What are you doing, you weirdo? Blanket.
As she faces her first Christmas without her mother, the cravings have become even stronger. She says, this is the only thing that will get me through
food
my first
cravings?
Christmas without my mom. I don't know that
I would
have...
What a bowl of ice cream!
I wouldn't have put myself in an urn if I knew you were going to be helping yourself.
Exactly! I didn't know you were going to eat me, you weirdo.
Deborah says, people might think I'm mad or that it's not a very respectful thing to do, but I just can't help myself. I see it as a positive thing, allowing her to be close to me and also involving her in the family day.
First Manson family Christmas without Charles.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, take a look at Deborah here.
Yeah.
No one's surprised she's eating her mother.
It doesn't look like there's anything she's not eating.
Well,
she got a little figgy pudding there in front of her?
Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh.
A little figgy pudding. Yeah, she says this is what she's going to do to get through Christmas. She's going to eat
her mom. So she's not inviting anybody over for Christmas.
No, she's going to make a turkey for herself. So
do it myself.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to your house if I knew she was going to be sprinkling her dead mother on a turkey.
No.
I mean, that's a hard pass for me. Going to have to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
The Top 5 Things originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Try one of their delicious soups. Includes turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, chicken tortilla as well. If you're shopping for gift cards, remember this. Right now, buy $25 in Capriati gift cards and you get $5 back in Caps Cash. Everybody loves Capriati gift cards. And when you're there, mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one. If you're having yourself a holiday party, remember this. For that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls at Capriati's Sandwich Shop, 53rd Street in Davenport, 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
I got two hard balls in my pants! Ha!
That's gonna cost me $40,000!
Doesn't cost you anything, dude. NBC's paying. I'll keep it up then. Roadhog. Thanks for listening. I think we're going to be back on Wednesday if
that
makes sense.
We are back on Wednesday if it makes sense.
All right. Until we get a chance to do it for again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock guys. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.